Elsie has the ball for Bashir. Up to Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers walks with it. Inbounds pass to Lefevre. Lefevre around the horn to the left-hand side to Thomas. Thomas walks with it. Macy Rogers will inbound it. Gets it to Ladwig. Ladwig puts it on the floor. Comes across the timeline. Sends it up ahead to Elsie, the right wing. Elsie puts it on the floor. Tries to get it up to Shelby Rogers, but it's poked out of bounds, and so it'll stay with Bashir. Ladwig will inbound it to Macy Rogers. Rogers bounces it once, takes a shot, no good. Green City with the rebound. Rouse has it for Green City to Lefevre. Lefevre will bring it up across the timeline on the near side to Snyder, right wing. Back to Lefevre, around the horn to Thomas. Thomas gets it into Jacobs, the left elbow. Back to Thomas, up the top to Lefevre. Lefevre puts it on the floor, sends it back to Thomas, left side, tries to get it into Jacobs. No, to Rouse, that is. And Rouse's shot is up and good. Green City now with the advantage, 8-6. Elsie has the ball over to Basie Rogers. Rogers sends it up ahead, right into the hands of Green City. Thomas has it. Back to Snyder. Snyder will bring it up across the timeline.
I'll be back.
Snyder up to Lefevre, around the horn of Thomas, left wing, into Jacobs. Shot is in and out, and Macy Rogers comes up with the rebound. Going to call a foul on Lefevre, a reaching foul as Rogers is going by. Caroline Slavin in the game for the Tigers. Elsie out. Ladwig to Rogers. Macy Rogers up ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig, bounce pass to Rogers, left wing. Rogers up to hip to Shelby. Rogers back out to Ladwig. Foul is going to be called on Annie Thomas. Ladwig inbounds it to Macy Rogers. Rogers bounce pass to McKim at the free throw line. Shot is up and no good. And the ball comes back to Macy Rogers. She has it on the far side to Ladwig. Ladwig's shot from the right side is no good. Back in the hands, though, of McKim. McKim's able to convert. The Tigers now tie it back up 8-8. Jordan High has it for Green City. Back to Thomas up top. Back to High. High's going to lose it. But gathers it back. Sends it back to Snyder on the right side. Back to High up top. Tries to send it in, but it's batted down by McKim. Back out to Thomas. To High on the right side. High tries to get it in, and Macy Rogers gets the steal. So we're headed back the other direction with 1:48 left in the first. Rogers to the right, elbow back to Ladwig on the left side. Her shot is up and good. Tigers now with a 10-8 advantage. High brings it up across the timeline. Over to Snyder. Snyder puts it on the floor, wants to drive the baseline, and she's going to be trapped on the right side. They're going to call a jump ball. It'll come back to the Bashir Tigers. Macy Rogers inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie back to Rogers. Rogers brings it up. Sends it over to Elsie on the right side. Rogers loses a handle on it. And Rouse picks it up, but Rogers is going to be guilty of a reaching foul trying to get it back. So it'll be Green City's ball. Rouse is going to inbound it to High. High brings it across the timeline up at the top. Sends it back to Rouse. Rouse squares up for three. Her shot is no good. And Ladwig comes up with it. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline on the left side. Picks up the dribble to Sydney Slavin. Sydney Slavin's shot is well off the mark, but Abby McKim gets the rebound, and she's fouled in the process of shooting. So she'll go to the line. Foul is going to be on number 11, which is Jamie Rouse. Kim's first shot is good. 50.9 seconds left in the first quarter. McKim's second shot is up, and this one's good as well. Tigers now have stretched it out to their biggest lead of the game, 12-8. High brings it across the timeline on the near side. Bounce passes it in to Jacobs, and she's going to get fouled by Sydney Slavin. No, they're going to call it on Ladwig. I'm sorry about that. That's her first. It will be High's, will inbound it to Snyder. Snyder has it on the left side, wants to get it into Jacobs. Sends it cross court to Hatcher. Ball ends up going out of bounds, and it'll come back to the Tigers. McKim inbounds it to Macy Rogers. Nearly has the ball stolen, drives it in the lane, tries to pass it to her sister Shelby, and it was a kind of a low pass. Shelby couldn't hang on to it, goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to Green City. High brings it across the timeline on the near side. Gets it to Jacobs. Back out to 34. Kincannon, her shot's no good. Ladwig has it, and she'll bring it back the other way. She brings it across the timeline. Pass over the right side to Macy Rogers. Dribbles back to the top of the key over to McKim. Up to Shelby Rogers' shot. It's no good. Lefebvre has it, and time expires. So at the end of the first period of play, Green City leads it 12-8. All right, at the end of the first period of play, Brashear leads it 12-8. It's going to be in Green City's ball. Stephanie Kincannon will inbound it to a waiting High. High brings it across the timeline. Dribbles along the right side, runs into Stephanie Elsie. No foul. Ball's on the floor. Ladwig picks it up, hands it off to McKim. Her shot up off the glass is good. Rouse has it, brings it across the timeline on the near side, guarded by McKim. Picks up the dribble, tries to get it in to Hatcher. Poked out of bounds, it'll stay with Green City. Slavin in for... not sure who she came in for. Anyway, they send it all the way out to Hatcher. Hatcher loses a handle on it. But it goes across the timeline. They're going to say it was tipped over, so there's no over and back call. Kincannon has it. She's going to get trapped if she's not careful. And Green City coach calls a timeout. The trap was coming. So with 7:18 left in the half, Tigers lead at 14-8. And I'm joined now by
Sam Smith.
Sam, are you ready to take it for a while?
Oh, I guess so. It'll be Gophers ball.
Well, so I don't wear myself out for the boys game, I'm going to let you take it for a bit.
Okay. Number 34, Kincannon will pass it in to number 5, Rogers. Back to Kincannon on the right wing. She'll drive for a layup. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. She'll bring it across timeline on the right-hand side all the way to a layup. No good. Rebounded by herself. Put it off a block shot on the right-hand side, and it's good. Kincannon will pass it in number 50, High. She'll bring it across timeline up the center. Stops the top of the key. Passes it in to number 11, Rouse. She puts up a little shot, and it's good. Ladwig into Rogers. Macy, that is. She'll bring it across timeline up the middle and dribbles it off her foot. It'll be Gophers ball. Number 34, one banner for Gophers. Wait, never mind. Number 50. High one banner for the Gophers. And the number 11, Rouse. She stops with it. Back to High. She brings it across timeline in the center of the floor. Stops the top of the key over to the rod. It's on the right hand wing. And tries to pass it down low, but Shelby Rogers deflects it. Emily Ladwig ends up with the ball in the corner. Out to Macy Rogers. She'll bring the ball across the timeline on the right-hand side. Pass it to her sister, Shelby Rogers. Emily Lodwig on the other side of the court to Adam McKim. Back to Emily Lodwig on the left wing, top of the key. Adam McKim, left side, puts up shot, no good. Rebound by Shelby Rogers. She puts it back up, no good. Off the hands of the Gophers, and it'll be Tigers' ball. And Coach Snyder calls a 30-second timeout. 6-point lead for the Tigers. Looks like it'll be Emily Lodwig inbounding the ball for the Tigers. Shimbley on the ball. Mace Rogers puts up a 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by Rouse. Rouse swinging across timeline on the right, or up the middle. Stops at the top of the key. Passes out number 15. The favor to number to Rouse. Puts up a 3-pointer, no good. The favor to Rogers. She'll put up a 15-footer at the center of the floor, no good. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers to Caroline Slavin. Tab McKim. And she'll bring across the timeline on the right-hand side. Emily Lodwig on the right side. The ball somehow stolen by Rogers. There's a trap from the Tigers. Rouse ends up with it to the foot. Favor, and then Rogers ends up with it all the way down court on the right hand side. I kind of missed a little. Emily Lodwig with a rebound, pass it ahead to Macy Rogers. She has to put it back in. Number 21, Jacobs, passes the ball off to the Favor, and she picks up a dribble and puts it back down. Emily Lodwig inbounds the ball to Macy Rogers on the left wing, and she'll drive. A cross-court pass to her sister, and she's stuffed. But then number 21 ends up with Jacobs. I'm sorry. The Favor brings it across the timeline in the center of the floor. Passes over the left wing, and she, number Snyder, puts up a 3, and it's good. Macy Rogers brings across the ball across on the left-hand side of the timeline. To make, or Emily Lodwig, I'm sorry. She puts a cross-court pass to Adam McKim, and it's way over her head. It'll be number 23, Thomas, inbounding the ball for the Gophers, and Katie Smith comes in the game for the Tigers. The Favor brings the ball across the timeline on the right-hand side. And number 31... Hatcher pulls an illegal screen on Katie Smith, and I guess she pushed up on it, and Emily Lodwig have the ball batted to her by Adam Kim. Somehow there's clutter, jump ball, it'll be Tigers' ball. Adam McKim once again inbound the ball for the Tigers. This time she goes into Macy Rogers. Rogers trapped. Passed the ball to Emily Lodwig. She puts up a... Oh, I guess not. She passed it into Shelby Rogers. The ball deflected with a favor. Brings the ball across. Wait, no. Stolen by Katie Smith. And then stolen back by the Flavor. By guarded, brings it down the right wing. Katie Smith steals it again. Uh-oh. Clutter. And number 44, Snyder ends up with it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Over number 23, Thomas on the left wing. Up to the Favor at the top of the key. Back to Snyder. Wait. Yeah, Snyder on the right wing. Into number 21, Jacobs. And she throws a wild pass, but it's kept by Thomas. She'll pass it in back to Jacobs. Yeah. Now the ball stolen by Macy Rogers. She'll drive all the way. Puts up a little 6-footer. No good. Rebounded by Adam McKim. Gets the ball back to the Tigers. Passed it to Emily Lodwig. Emily Lodwig passes it out to Macy Rogers on the left wing. Macy Rogers will pass, drive in and pass it out to Emily Lodwig. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers. And her shot's no good. And Emily Lodwig comes up with a steal. Puts up a 15-footer. It's no good, sorry. Number 23 for the Gophers, Thomas, ends up with it and trapped to number 44, Snyder. I'm sorry. She'll drive hard on the left wing and left side and brings it across the timeline. Snyder on the left wing puts up another three. No good. Rebounded by Evan McKim. She gets it to Macy Rogers, and it looks like Macy will try and bring it up. Yep, she brings it across the timeline, favoring the left side. Pass the ball into Katie Smith. She puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by number 31. Hatcher, the Snyder, to the favor. Still on the side of the timeline. The favor brings it across in the center time to Snyder on the right wing. A favor over to number 23, Thomas, into 21, Jacobs. And they call a jump ball, and it'll remain Gophers' ball. But when you do that, that burns their jump ball. They had the ball anyway, and we just took up their chance pretty much. So, good deal for the Tigers. The favorite will inbound the ball for the Gophers. She passes in to... Wait, never mind. They stole the ball. Emily Lardwick stole the ball, but falls out of bounds. Once again, the same deal. The favorite inbounds the ball to number 11. Puts up a shot. 11 is Ralph, sorry. She puts up a block shot. No good. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. Brings it across timeline on top of the key. Kristen Love, low pass. Out to Emily Lodrig, and Abby McKim will try and drive. And number 23, Thomas, will foul. Emily Lodrig going down the ball for the Tigers. And Macy Rogers, she puts up a 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by number 44, Snyder. Snyder brings it across timeline on the left-hand side. Picks up her dribble with a favor. And she takes it to the right wing. Picks up her dribble to number 23, Thomas. And then she passes it to Snyder. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it will remain Gophers' ball. Number 23, Thomas, inbounds the ball with a favor. To Snyder. To the favor. To Thomas, she puts up about a 19-footer, no good. Rebounded by Emily Lodrig. To Sydney Flavin, back to Emily Lodrig. And Macy Rogers with the ball to Abby McKim, I'm sorry. Back to Macy Rogers. To Kristen Love, to Abby McKim. To Macy Rogers on the right-hand block, and she puts up a shot. No good, she'll be shooting too. She is fouled by number 11, Rouse, and that'll be her second foul, their team's seventh, and Brashear has a bonus, but she's shooting two anyways. Rogers' first shot is up, and no good. Bounced off out of the room, out of the basket, sorry. I think four on, four off for the Gophers. Caroline Slavin in for the Tigers. Rogers' second shot is up, and no good. Rebounded by number 21, Jacobs, to Snyder. She'll bring the ball on the right-hand side, and it's guarded heavily, but puts it over to the favor in the right corner, and Macy Rogers has a blocking foul called on her. That is Rogers' second, team's third for the half. 44 seconds remaining. Number 50, high, will pass the ball over to number 34 on the left wing. King Cannon back to high on the left wing. She puts up a three and jump ball, and it'll be remain Tigers' ball. 33 seconds to pull off the play. Emily Lodrig into Macy Rogers. Rogers brings the ball across timeline, favoring the left side, and she travels. The Gophers ball here. Looks like number 50, high, will pass the ball then to the Gophers, and number 34, King Cannon, to Snyder on the left wing. She puts up another three, and it's good. Tie ball game. Lodrig to Rogers. Rogers gives the ball to McKim. She'll drive. And she hits it off the top of the backboard, and it'll be Gophers ball with 3.2 seconds. High puts up a three-pointer on the right wing, no good. And it'll be tied at the half. Well, here we go. The refs are ready and waiting on the players, and here they come. It'll be the Gophers' ball to start off the half, and flag number 23, Thomas, will inbound the ball for the Gophers. And she'll pass into number 44, Snyder, and it hits a guy on the head, knocks off his hat. Okay, Thomas will try it again to the favor. Already across timeline. Snyder on, looks like she'll drive up to the center. Pass over to favor. She'll drive in the center. Oh, the ball scored by Emily Rodrigue, and she'll make her way across timeline during in the center of the floor. And McKim will drive. Gives the ball out to Emily Rodrigue to Macy Rogers in the right corner. And there's 3 seconds on the lane on Shelby Rogers. Number 23, Thomas, inbound the ball to the favor. She'll bring it across the timeline, up the center, no pressure. Over to 23, Thomas on the right wing. She'll drive, put the ball back up to the favor. She puts up a two-pointer on the right wing. It's no good. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. She'll bring it across the timeline, favoring the right side. Puts up a little jumper. No good. And rebounded by Snyder. She'll bring it across on the right wing. And she travels. Because Caroline Slavin saw where the ball was going and stopped it. That is defense. And McKim will pass the ball into Macy Rogers in the left corner. She dribbles, pass over to Emily Ludwig on the right corner. She'll drive down to the wing to Shelby Rogers for a 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by the favor. And she travels. So it'll be pursuer's ball once again. Two turnovers have caused three possessions for the Tigers. Emily Ludwig to Macy Rogers. Back to Emily Ludwig on the right side. She picked up a little nice 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by Caroline Slavin. Actually, Evan McKim should drive. Put up a layup. Good. Number 11. Rouse will inbound the ball to the favor. To Snyder in the center. Puts up a three. Just threw it up there. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. Of course, no good. To Emily Ludwig. Down to Evan McKim. The ball just about goes out. Back to Caroline Slavin to Macy Rogers in the top key. And McKim for 15-footer on the left-hand side. And rebounded by Emily Ludwig. Her shot's up no good. Macy Rogers put the shot up no good. Rebounded by the Gophers, but there's a jump ball, so it'll be Tigers' possession once again. Emily Ludwig and Macy Rogers. Over to cross-court to Caroline Slavin to Evan McKim to Emily Ludwig on the right-hand side. And number 11, Rouse, throws the ball out, and Snyder will come out of the game, and Jacobs will come in. Emily Ludwig passed the ball into Evan McKim, and tipped Lenoff out of his hand, so it'll be Gophers' ball. Thomas inbound the ball of the favor. She brings her cross timeline in the center of the court, picks up the dribble back to Thomas on the left-hand wing. In the corner, number 31, after the number 21, Jacob, she puts up a shot in the middle of the lane, and you couldn't have stopped it if you were Godzilla. Emily Ludwig will bring the ball on the right side, pass the ball over to Mace Rogers. She brings it across the court on the left-hand side, down to her sister, Shelby Rogers, and on the right side, she puts up a block shot and is fouled. She'll go to the line, and that is by Hatcher, her second, team's first for the half. Shelby Rogers' first shot is up, and good. Back rim, front rim, good. Pretty good bouncing motion. Second shot is up, and good. Swoosh. Thomas inbound the ball for the Gophers, and the favor. She'll bring it across in the center of the floor. Thomas off her hands to LeFevre to number 11 Rouse, and she'll drive, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. She'll bring it across. Wait, no. Emma Lott will bring it across on the right hand side. Shelby Rogers into Anne McKim. Back out to Emily Ludwig to Macy Rogers. She'll drive, puts up a little nice shot, and it's good. Thomas, for the Gophers, passed the ball into the favor. To number 11, Rouse. On the left, right wing, I'm sorry. And there's a blocking foul called on Macy Rogers. And once again, that will be the Gophers' ball. That is Rogers' third foul. Team's first foul. Looks like it'll be number 11. Rouse passed the ball and tipped by Macy Rogers, but covered by Jacobs. A favor to High at the free throw line. And somebody kicked the ball. And it will be Gophers' ball. So the favor inbounded for the Gophers into number high, 50 High. To, and it kind of rolls off, and Rouse recovers it. Back to High, to 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by number 31, Hatcher. And the ball rolls out of bounds off Tiger's hand. The Faber once again passing the ball. Passes it in to High, down low. She passes out to Hatcher on the right wing, about a 19-footer. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. Rogers bringing across the timeline from coast to coast. Oh, but the pass over to Caroline Slavin for a little block shot. Good. Tigers with a 6-point lead here. The favor will bring it across over to number 11, Rouse. Down to number 21, Jacobs, but it's stolen by Shelby Rogers. To sister Rogers. Timberly Rodriguez, she'll drive, puts up a little layup, and it's good. Tigers have an 8-point lead now here in the half. Faber brings it across timeline, and Coach Railsback calls a timeout, and it'll be a full. It'll be number 11. Rouse passed the ball in for the Gophers, and number 50 High. Ball stolen by Shelby Rogers, but it kind of goes off to Evan McKim. She, like, trips, and Shelby Rogers in trouble. Macy Rogers from coast to coast puts up a layup, no good. And I guess they're going to call an over-the-back call on Caroline Slavin. And that'll be her first personal foul and the team's second of the half. Number 50, High, inbounded for the Tigers. For the Gophers. To the Faber. Kind of guarded heavily here. She passes it to High, but the ball is stolen by Macy Rogers. Puts up a nice little jumper. It's good. 10-point lead. The Faber with the ball. And she'll try and drive across. Stolen away by Sydney Slavin. Number 11, Rouse will have it to High. And she'll pass it to number 31, Hatcher. And then she'll pass it to number 11, Rouse, and she picks up a three-pointer, and it's good. Caroline Slavin will inbound the ball for the Tigers into Macy Rogers. Cross-court pass to Abby McKim. She passes the ball to Emily Lodwig. Lodwig passes in to Caroline Slavin. She puts up another block shot, and it's good. Tigers have a 9-point lead. The Faber with the ball back to High. High will bring it across on the right side. Passes the ball in to number 31, Hatcher, and the ball's rebounded by Caroline Slavin after her block shot to Sydney Slavin back across the court to Macy Rogers. She'll put up a little 15-footer, and it's good! Tigers have an 11-point lead. Macy Rogers looks hurt a little bit. Be High inbound the ball for the Gophers into the Slavin. Back to High at the top of the key. Sent Rouse. Back to High at the top of the key once again. They can't get anywhere on this Tiger defense. The favor for three on the right wing. In and out. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. She'll drive all the way on the right side. To cross court to Hayden McKim. And she travels with it. And it'll be Gophers ball with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. 32-21 Tigers. High inbound the ball to Thomas. Back to High. She'll bring the ball across the floor, favoring the right-hand side. drops at the top of the key into Hatcher. Out to Thomas, she'll try and drive the baseline. Stopped by Caroline Slavin, and it's a jump ball to remain with the Gophers. And once I said it before, key play. He took their possession on them jump balls away. Higher inbound to Snyder on the right wing. Shipping up a three. Slapped and rejected by Macy Rogers. And the ball goes over, and Thomas and McKim both jump on the ball. And Adam McKim's out of bounds, so it'll be Gophers. Thomas into high at the top of the key. And I'm guessing there's going to be a foul on number 31, Emily Lodwig. Yes, and that's her second personal foul. And team's third, Shelby Rogers comes in for Sydney Slavin. Really aggressive tonight, the Tigers are. Thomas will pass the ball into high to Hatcher. She puts up a nice 15-footer, and it's good. Macy Rogers into Aiden McKim. Back to Macy Rogers, back to Aiden McKim. Puts the ball all the way down to Shelby Rogers. Back out to Emily Lodwig on the right-hand side. She puts up a shot, and it's slapped out to Aiden McKim. The ball stolen by high. She'll go all the way down. And puts up a nice little block shot, no good. And Caroline Slavin and Macy Rogers in for the battle, and it'll be Tigers win. Minute left to play. Tigers have a 9-point advantage over the Gophers, 32-23. And it'll be, they're into Rogers in the ballgame. Macy Rogers, Tammy McKim on the center, passes it to Kristen Love. She puts up, wait, no, she throws it over to Shelby Rogers. She puts up a shot, and she's fouled. She'll shoot two. Black five.
You know, I have to say, I've missed the last two Tiger games, and they're passing the ball a lot more tonight than I have seen them really all this season.
Yeah, her first shot is up and good off the back of the rim. Yeah, this Tiger team has totally changed their game. Her second shot is up and good. It'll be number 34, Cannon, into Thomas. She'll drive all the way. Stops on the right wing. To high, farther down on the right wing. To Hatcher, but it's stolen by Shelby Rogers. It's tipped away from coast to coast from Macy Rogers, and it's a good left-handed layup. Thomas will inbound it to high. High bring it across timeline on the right side. Back out to Thomas, to Rogers on the left wing, to Thomas at the top of the key, into Hatcher. Ball stolen by Kristen Love. She'll bring it across the timeline. Sam McKim, and it'll be Tigers' ball. Emily Lodwig will come in for Macy Rogers. McKim will inbound the ball for the Tigers. Pass it out to Emily Lodwig on the right side. She puts up a shot. Short. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers. Rebounded by Kristen Love. Her shot. Shelby Rogers puts up another shot, and she's fouled. She'll shoot two. 11.7 seconds.
Foul's going to be on Maren Hatcher, and that is her third.
Personal foul and team's third. Twelve-point advantage for the Tigers.
Katie Smith set to check in for the Tigers.
Shelby Rogers' first shot is up and no good. Off the back of the rim. Smith in for McKim. Tigers have this game under control.
11.7 seconds left in the third.
Yeah. Rogers' second shot is up and short. No rim, so they'll do the little finger wave. And it'll be number 34, Kincannon, into high. She'll drive all the way on the right side to Hatcher. The ball stolen away by Emily Lodwig, but then Hatcher gets it, puts up a 15-footer, and it's no good. And it'll be
Tigers leading 35-23 at the end of three.
12-point lead. Coach Snyder's probably happy. It'll be Tigers ball when we get back into the game, and hopefully we can keep our lead going. Caroline Slater inbound the ball for the Tigers. And she'll inbound it to Macy Rogers, left wing. And McKim top of the key. Sammy Lodwig on the right wing. To Macy Rogers on the left wing. She'll drive around, put up a little 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by Snyder. Snyder picks up a dribble to the favor on the right wing. On the right side. And then she passes it to number 11, Roush. She'll bring it across the timeline, center floor. And Macy Rogers ends up with a pass. And number 44, Snyder, has a holding foul called on her. And it'll be Tigers' ball. Caroline Slavin will inbound the ball for the Tigers. And Addie McKim brings it across the timeline, center of the floor, to Macy Rogers on the right wing. To her sister, Shelby Rogers. Back to Macy. She puts up, over to McKim. She puts up a 15-footer. That's good. The favor inbound the ball for the Gophers. And to Snyder. Back to the favor. Favor will bring it across the timeline, the center of the floor. Number 33, Couch. To Snyder on the left wing. And number 11, Rouse. And the ball stolen by Shelby Rogers to her sister, Macy Rogers. And McKim ends up with it. Puts up a layup and is fouled. She'll shoot two. It'll be on number 33, Couch. Her first personal foul. Team's fifth. And McKim's first shot is up and good. Second shot is up and good. Tigers have a 16-point lead. Rouse into the favor. She'll bring it across the timeline on the right side to Rouse at the top of the key for three. No good. Error ball, actually. It'll be Tigers' ball. Emily Lodwig will inbound the ball for the Tigers into Macy Rogers. To Emily Lodwig. Back to Macy Rogers. She'll bring it across up the center, actually. And passes out to Emily Lodwig. She puts up about a 19-footer. And it's no good. And there's a foul on... I'll have to check this. 35, Caroline Slavin, her second. Team's fourth. The favor will bring her across the timeline on the right-hand side to Rouse, top of the key. Back to the favor to Rouse, to top of the key. Puts up a 15-footer, and it's no good. Oh, she gets her own rebound, and the ball is stolen by Aaron McKim, and then Snyder fouls her by pushing her. Aaron McKim will inbound the ball. That's Snyder's second, team six. Now the Tigers have a bonus. Aaron McKim, Stanley Lodwig on the left wing, puts up a shot, and it's good off the backboard. Rouse will inbound it. Taylor Favor, she brings it across on the right-hand side like she always does. To Rouse, top of the key, about 5 feet behind. Number 21 puts up a 15-footer, which is Jacobs. The Favor ends up with the ball at the top of the key. I kind of got lost looking at my paper. She'll pass it to Rouse, but stolen by Caroline Slavin and Couch are on it, and it'll be Gophers ball off the jump ball. The Favor inbound the ball for the Gophers, She passes it in to number 21, Jacobs. She picked up a block shot. No good. Rebounded by Adam McKim. She'll pass it to Emily Lodwig up the court to Macy Rogers. She picked up a little jumper. Rim, 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 and sinks. Rouse into the Favor. Back to Rouse in the center of the floor. At the circle. Ball stolen, stripped by Macy Rogers. She'll put up a nice little layup. No good. Rebounded by the Favor. She'll pass it to Snyder. Snyder will drive on the right side. And they call a travel on her. But that pretty much just saved Rashir from a layup. It'll be 5 in, 5 out. And number 31, Emily Lodwig, pulling by the ball from the Tigers. And Macy Rogers. And Coach Snyder calls a timeout. He'd like probably like to keep his 20-point lead. So 30. 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. And this looks like a W for the Tigers, but you never know because our Atlanta game, we were behind 20 points. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, we came back. You have to admit, that was a classic win. You know, we just came back and kind of struck back from, I think we just lost the game, but anyways, Lardwick going by the ball of Macy Rogers on the left side. Adam McKim inside. Back to Macy Rogers, top of the key. Timmy Lardwick puts up about an 18-footer. Puts up, it's on the right side, and it's good. By the elbow, it'll be high to Thomas. Back to high, top of the key. To Rogers, she puts up a 15-footer on the left side. No good, rebounded by high. Puts up a little shot. No good. Rebounded by Thomas. She puts up a little shot. No good. They called travel on Macy Rogers. And it'll be Gophers ball. No. Hi.
Sydney Slavin checked in for Shelby Rogers there.
Hi. Into Hatcher. Hatcher takes it to Macy Rogers, and there's a blocking foul on her. That'll be her fourth, team's fifth. She's got to watch herself. High, inbound the ball to number 34. She's cannon, but nobody ever touches it, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Katie Smith in for Macy Rogers. Lodrick into McKim. To Lodrick on the right-hand side, springs it across the timeline. Looking for somebody. Got Smith. To McKim on the right-hand side is 15-foot mark. Back to Lodwig, to Slavin, and all tied there. A ref catches it.
A little too much mustard on that one. A little out too much altitude.
Yeah. Thomas to high. So Rogers at the top of the key. Thomas, top of the key, about 5 feet back. To Hatcher inside. Puts up a little shot, no good. Rebounded by Katie Smith, I believe, or Caroline Slavin, one of the two. But Emily Lodwig brings it across the timeline on the left-hand side to Evan McKim. And she passes it to Thomas on the other team. And she'll bring it across the timeline, favoring the right side. To Rogers. Thomas, a little confusion there. To Rogers. Back to Thomas. Number 34, I got to find her name, Kincannon, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Hatcher puts up a little block shot on the left-hand side and fouled by Emily Lodwig. That'll be her third, I believe, and team six.
I can hear that slap from all the way up here.
Yeah, me too. It was more of the kind of, you know, the slap, you know, like the whip. Hatcher's first shot, nothing good, you know. Well, I'm comparing it to when, you know, they had slaves back in, during the Civil War times, they had them bull whips, you know. Hatcher's second shot's up and good. Spins all around the rim. Caroline Slavin inbound the ball for the Tigers into Adam McKim. She'll bring it across timeline, favoring the right-hand side, but not really on the right-hand side. Ball stolen by High. Stolen, tipped back by Sydney Slavin. And the bucket's good, and White 2-3, Adam McKim with the foul. That'll be her first. Team 7th, Caroline Slavin will check out of the game. Macy Rogers back in. High steps up to the line. Full shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. Sam McKim. And in confusion, it goes out of bounds. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Number 34, Shinovac. Kincannon to High. She'll bring it across on the right-hand side. Rogers ends up on the left wing to Thomas at the top of the key. To High on the right wing. And to Rogers to the 15-footer, and it's good. Smith will inbound the ball to the Tigers. And to Rogers, and the ball slapped out by High, so it'll be Tigers' ball once again. Rogers will inbound it to Smith on the left side. She passes back to Rogers in the right corner. To Kristen Love on the left wing. Tammy McKim for the... Oh, the ball stolen, tipped by Kristen Love, and then Katie Smith with the backup. Kristen Love, top of the key, to Macy Rogers, left wing. To McKim, to Love. She puts up a 15-footer, and it's no good. Rebounded by number 55, Wyatt, to High. She travels. 2 minutes here left in the fourth quarter. Rogers will inbound the ball for the Tiger. Macy, that is. They got Shelby down low. Into Kristen Love, back to Rogers. She'll bring it across the timeline, favoring the right side. To McKim. To Kincannon, and someone fouls her.
1-1 now.
23, that's her second. Team's 8. If I was Coach Schneider right now, I'd say, hands up, move your feet. That's all that's for. Five words. Hands up, move your feet. And Cannon's first shot is up and good. Second shot is up and no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. Fouled by High. She'll go to the line. Shoot 1-1. She'll come up to the line. Get set. First shot is up and no good. Off of hands to Hatcher, kicking Cannon. And it'll be Tiger's ball in the corner. Somehow. Kristen Love will inbound the ball for the Tigers. And to Macy Rogers. Down on the right 15-footer mark. Shelby Rogers, Katie Smith, Kristen Love, 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers. But the block shot is good. 17-point lead. And Tanner with the ball on the right side brings it across timeline to High. Stolen by Kristen Love, but then Hatcher gets it back. Then Rogers falls to High. She gets it. Free throw line shot. Good. Rogers will inbound the ball to her sister, Shelby Rogers, way down court. She gets a hold of it. They slow it down. And Tiger's ball with a minute and 6 seconds. And Buchanan will drive. Stopped by Smith. And they call an over the back call on, I believe that's going to be on Kristen Love.
50 seconds left in the game. Tigers up by, 47-32.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't be fouling. Unless we just want to get our name in the book. That's how I always got my name in the book. I wasn't the sharpest shot, exactly. High's first shot's up and good. Didn't even touch the net. I mean, it just fell through. Second shot's up and no good. Rebounded by Sydney Slavin. To Kristen Love. Up ahead to Macy Rogers. Puts up a block shot. It's no good. Rebounded by herself. Puts it back up. It's good. And the coach will call timeout just to get to 7. Well, when Lisher out just in 7th grade in junior high basketball. And wasn't quite the best shot in the world. I'll just tell you that. I made a couple points, but not very many. High drive to 15-footer, not much. Macy Rogers will drive ahead for 30 seconds. Not even look to her teammate. Katie Smith puts up a shot. It's good. She got a score. 18-point lead. High, top of the key, drives with it. Puts up a 15-footer again. And Smith with the rebound up to Rogers. Rogers will drive. Good. 5-4-3. Rogers puts up a three-pointer. Just hacks it. No good. Tigers win 53-33. 20-point lead. And I'll sign off for the night.
Probably the most important thing, they looked like they were having fun out there.
Yeah.
So, the clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in about that amount of time to start the boys' action in the boys' game between the Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers. So, stay tuned. We'll be back in a few. If you're just joining us, this is John Slavin from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, for tonight's games between the Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers. The girls' game concluded with the Tigers on top 53-33, and we're just about ready for the announcement of the starting lineups in the boys' action. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Double zero for the Green City, Dylan Brundage. Number 14, Christopher Herman. 21, Matt Clausen. 23, J.T. Thomas. And last but not least, 55, Aura Jacobs. Starting for the Tigers, number 23, Hazen. Justin Hazen, that is. Number 31, Matt Thomas. Number 33, Kylie Watson. 41, Ryan Fertig. And last but not least, number 55, Trey Treasurer. Tigers coming off a tough week last week with two losses in the North Shelby tournament against a 1-3A team in overtime and against a 2A team, Knox County, that's a very well-regarded team. So we'll see if the Tigers can get back on track tonight. Trey Treasure is going to be jumping against Aura Jacobs, and we're about to get underway. Ball's in the air. Tigers, well, they controlled it, but it was a little too strong by Trey Treasure and went over everybody's head and out of bounds. So it's going to be Green City ball. Ball comes into Brundage. Brundage brings it across the timeline, changes direction, heads to the left side, picks up the dribble, hands it off to Clausen. Clausen guarded by Treasure up top, sends it around the left side, around the horn to Brundage. His shot is no good. Thomas comes up with a rebound, sends it up ahead to Trey Treasure, whose nice-looking bank shot off the left side is up and good. Brundage with the ball. Sends it up ahead to Clausen. Clausen to Thomas. Thomas's shot is up and no good. Watson has it. Hands it off to Fertig. Fertig picks up the dribble. To Kylie Watson up atop around the horn to Hazen. Hazen right wing to Thomas. Right side back to Hazen up top. To Fertig left wing. Holes to Hazen. Hazen thinks about shooting for three. Back to Fertig. Fertig left wing, up Hazen up top, around the horn to Thomas. Back to the corner, it's Kylie Watson to Trey Treasure at the right blocks. His shot is up and good. That didn't do it justice. It was much farther than the right block. It was about halfway up to the elbow. Anyway, Clausen has it. Back to Brundage. Brundage sends it up ahead, nearly intercepted. But Thomas has it into Jacobs, and his shot off the blocks is good. 4-2 now. 6:31 left in the first. Hazen will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Sets up the offense. Bounce pass to Fertig. Fertig back up top to Thomas. Back to Hazen. Back to the corner. To Watson in the blocks. His shot is no good, but he's fouled in the process by Jacobs. No, scratch that. It was Tom Thomas. Hazen at the line, though. His shot is up and just tickles the twine. Second shot, it's good. Horman to Klaus and back to Horman. Horman has trouble, gets it up though to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Brundage. Brundage along the right side. Kicks it all the way back out to Herman. Herman's shot is good for three. Hazer has it for the Tigers. Brings it across the timeline on the far side. Dribbles up towards the top of the key. Between his legs. Bounce pass over to Thomas. Back to the corner to Watson. Back up the free throw line to Hazen. Shot no good. Thomas with the rebound and left-handed layup is good. He was just coming in, streaking towards the basket and gets it. Brundage has it now. Splits the defenders, but has a little trouble. Fertig has it to Hazen. Hazen's shot, no good. Thomas with the rebound, shot up off the glass, is no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound, and he goes up over everybody and scores for the Tigers. Brundage has it. Sends it to Clausen. Up ahead to Thomas. Kylie Watson steals it, and he drives along the side of the lane, hesitates. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Shot no good. Hazen comes up with it. Hazen's going to square it for three from the right side. It's short. Kylie Watson with the rebound. It's short. Shot. Brundage comes up with it, and we're headed the other way. Brundage drives along the left side of the lane. Hazen goes for the diving poke and sends it out of bounds. So nothing's going to be easy for Green City. It'll be Green City's ball with a timeout on the field by Green City. Tigers lead this one 10-5 with 5 minutes left in the first. Herman's going to inbound it for Green City. Horman or Herman, I'm not exactly sure how they pronounce his name. Anyway, he's got it. Sends it all the way out to King, who's in the game for his first action. The ball is stolen by Hazen. Hazen's off to the races. Shot's no good. He's going to be fouled, though, by King, who was trying to prevent the easy layup. That's his first foul, just the second team foul of the game against Green City, none against the Tigers. Hazen at the line. Holes, shot's up. Gets the Brashear bounce. It clanked off the front end of the iron, but rolled on in. Bet this one won't be short. Second shot. And it's a bit long, and this one rims out. King to Brundage. Brundage sends it out up top to Clausen. Clausen to Herman. Herman takes it around the right side, back up to King. King's shot is no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound, and Matt Thomas is headed back the other direction. Drives in the lane, then kicks it back out to Hazen up top of the key. Hazen spin moon sends it Thomas left side. Nice little play by the Tigers. It didn't work, though. Ends up behind the Green City. They try to send it all up ahead, but Kylie Watson's there to catch the ball. So we'll go back the other way. Try this again. Trey Treasure has it left wing. Little shot's no good. Jacobs with the rebound. Hands it off to King. King brings it around. Hands it off to Herman. Herman's shot's no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Up ahead. Up ahead to Thomas. Oh, my gosh. Tigers having a hard time getting the ball to fall tonight. Ball ends up on the floor, kind of a scrum after two or three shots, none of which wanted to fall. But it will stay with the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Kylie Watson puts it on the floor for one bounce. No good. And he couldn't get to it for the rebound, but he's got his hands on it and pokes it out of bounds, so it'll come back to Green City. 3:40 left. 11-5 Tigers left in that first period, I should say. Brundage has it. Sends it up ahead to Herman. Herman cross-court over Clausen's shot from the right arc is no good. Hazen comes up with it. Sends it up ahead to Trey Treasure. Treasure passes it to Kylie Watson, the free throw line. This one is good. Watson had a chance to get all squared up and put it right in. Brundage has it to Clausen. Clausen sends it up ahead. Ball is deflected, but ends up in the hands of Herman. Tigers were busy with the press and with the deflection and went over to Herman, who was all by himself, and he's able to put it in for the easy layup. Hazen brings it across, sends it to Hazen. Hazen has it in the lane. Little spin move. He ends up on the floor. Brundage has it, and he's headed the other direction. Brundage off balance. Shots no good. It ends up ahead to Trey Treasure. Trey Treasure's all by himself. I thought maybe he was going to duck it, but he decided not to. Puts it in, though. Tigers up on top now, 15-7. Ambrosia in the game now for his first action. Ball goes out of bounds. I'm not sure if it was a foul or if it just knocked out of bounds. I think it must have just been knocked out of bounds. In any event, Thomas will inbound it for JT Thomas, that is, will inbound it to Brundage. Brundage hands it off to Riddle. No, I take that back. It's Holt. Ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to call a foul on Fertig. Keene tries to inbound. It goes out, poked out of bounds by Ambrosia, so it'll stay. Shot, inbound shot's no good. Hazen ends up with it, sends it up ahead to Kylie Watson. Watson drives it in the lane, and they're going to call a charge on him. He was not to be denied, but by the charge. That's his first. Second team foul now on the Tigers. Riddle has it. To Brundage, up ahead to Riddle. Riddle, having trouble with it, gets it up to Holt. Holt back to Riddle, around the horn to Thomas. In the paint to King. His shot's no good. Hazen comes up with it, and we're headed back the other direction. Hazen comes across, sends it to Fertig, to corner, right corner. Fertig drives the baseline, a little hesitation move. Puts it up over King. Shot's good. Brundage has it. Sends it up ahead to Holt. Holt, guarded by Fertig, drives it in the lane. And they're going to say he carried it. 17-7 now, Tigers. 1:32 left in the first. Trey Treasure checking in. Kylie Watson coming out. Fertig to Thomas. Green City all falls back. Thomas walks it up to the timeline. Comes across the near side. Tries to send it over to Fertig, but it's poked out of bounds by Green City. Thomas will inbound it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia shot up off the glass is good. Ambrosia staked out a position there at the left blocks, gets the inbound pass and muscles it, and now he gets a steal. Tries to get it up ahead, and it's poked out of bounds, and it's going to come back to the Tigers. Snelling in the game, getting his first action. Hands it to Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline to Fertig on the right side. Fertig back to Ambrosia, right side. He's going to square for three, and it's good. Ambrosia's got a sweet-looking shot, and that 3 points coming to him. Holt brings it across the timeline. And the pass over to the near side is poked out of bounds by the Tigers, so it'll stay with Green City. Inbound comes to Holt. Holt comes across the timeline, guarded by Fertig, to send it over to Brundage on the left side. Brundage wants the shot for the baseline. It's no good. Ends back in the hands of King, and he's able to convert. Thomas brings it up across the timeline for the Tigers. A little scoop shot's no good. 30 seconds left in the first period. I'm not sure what they called it. I guess they're just going to say it went out of bounds off the Tigers. So it'll stay with Green City. They get it into Brundage. Brundage back to Riddle. Riddle has the pass intercepted in the hands of Ambrosia. Ambrosia scores. Riddle brings it up across the timeline. They're going to say double dribbled. So the ball will come back to the Tigers with 18 seconds. We'll see what they can do with 18 seconds, if they can hold for that last shot. Snelling is going to inbound it to a waiting Thomas. Thomas comes across the timeline, passes it to Trey Treasure. No look pass over to Wyan Fertig on the left wing, or right wing, I should say. Back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia sends it to Thomas, left corner, shot from the left blocks. Is good. Couldn't decide if it wanted to stay inside or not, but finally went in. Green City with the ball, and they shipped it all the way down the other end. Full court lob pass or lob shots, no good. So the end of one period of play, Tigers lead it 26-7. Got to give a shout-out to the cheerleaders over there. They're doing a nice job. Ariel Smith, Katie Stewart, Destiny Fertig, Amanda Horton, Heather Langano, and Courtney Moncrief. Boys coach is Matt Klinger for Green City and Don Wilburn for Brashear. It's going to be Green City ball. Brundage has it, sends it up ahead to number four. Reverse layup by 33, which is, got my sheet turned over here, King. Good. Hazen has it to Fertig. Fertig back out to Kylie Watson up top to Trey Treasure, left side of the lane. His shot up off the glass is good. Brundage has it for Green City, guarded by Hazen. Brundage sends it all the way up to number four, Evans. Evans over to King. And it ends up in the hands of the Tigers. They're going to have a 2-3-on-2 to Fertig. No-look pass. Shot's no good. Ends up in the hands of Evans. Evans sends it up to Jacobs. And it's poked out of bounds, so it'll stay with Green City. King's going to inbound it, but right into the hands of Hazen. Hazen takes it back the other way. Bounce pass over to Kylie Watson, left side. Back out to Hazen up top. Hazen drives it in, over to Fertig on the right side, shot up off the glass is good. Tigers doing a lot of nice passing here. Brundage has it, guarded by Hazen. Doesn't know what to do with it, finally gets it off to Riddle. They send it up to Evans, and it's poked out of bounds by a kick by Kylie Watson, so it'll stay with Green City. Evans is going to inbound it to Brundage on the left from the right wing. Shot for three is no good. Ends up in the hands of Owens. Up ahead to Fertig. Fertig drives along the left side of the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Green City has it. Brundage is going to bring it the other way. Brundage up ahead to King. Shot up off the glass is no good. Owens with the rebound. Owens to Kylie Watson to Thomas. Pass, cross to the lane. Man, did he ever thread the needle to Ryan Fertig. Fertig's able to put it up and in. Green City doesn't like what, coach doesn't like what he's seeing, calls a timeout. So it's 6:15 left in the half. Tigers running away with this one, 32-9. All right, it's going to be Green City's ball. Herman's going to inbound it. Sends it to Evans. Evans back to Herman. Herman guarded by Hazen to Evans. Evans sends it up ahead to King. King has the ball stolen. Kylie Watson, Ryan Fertig has it. Never really has control of it except until at the last minute, and he's able to put it in off the glass. Herman brings it across the timeline. Pulls up, doesn't quite know what to do with it. Sends it to Brundage. Brundage runs right up to Thomas. Nearly has the ball stripped by him, and gets it up to number 55. Shot's no good. Thomas comes up with it, and we're headed the other direction. Pass up ahead to Hazen. Hazen, scoop shot, no good. Kylie Watson, though, comes up, was following the shot, and he's able to convert. Trey Treasure checking in for Owens. Brundage is going to inbound. There was kind of an official timeout there for a minute. Evans has it. Evans to Brundage. Brundage puts it on the floor, comes up across the timeline, guarded by Fertig, bounces behind his back, dribbles up to the three-point right at the center of the top of the key, and shoots from there and is able to convert for three. Hazen comes across the timeline. To Thomas, left wing. Thomas drives it back to the baseline, up to Fertig, shot up off the glass is good. Shot from the box, that is. Brundage to Evans. Evans puts it on the floor, going to be guarded by Thomas, nearly has the ball stripped from him. Then he does. Somehow, Thomas got his hands on it and was just about to get it under control, but then stepped out on the line, so it'll stay with Green City. Evans will inbound it for Green City to Brundage. Brundage guarded by Fertig, dribbles to the right side, between his legs, to Evans, left wing. back out to Herman. Herman over to Brundage, right wing. Up ahead to Jacobs, right side, right block shot is no good. 14, Herman tips the ball. Shot no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. And with Justin Hazen brings the ball back the other way. Drives along the right side of the lane, loses a handle on it, ends up in the hands of Green City, and we're headed back the other direction. Herman has it. Left side, he squares up for three. Nothing but net. Green City's starting to connect on some threes, but they got a long way to go. Hazen comes across the timeline for the Tigers. To Thomas, left corner, drives the baseline, kicks it out to Kylie Watson on the right side. Shot's no good, but he gets his own rebound. Shot up off the glass is good. All the more reason to follow your shots. Brundage brings it across the timeline, drives in the lane. Little running shot's up and good. Green City kind of coming alive a little bit here. Thomas brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Over to Trey Treasure, left wing. And they're going to call Treasure with travel. Ambrosia and Songer kicking in. They're coming in for Kylie Watson and Ryan Fertig. Green City inbounds it to Brundage. Brundage guarded by Ambrosia. Ambrosia sends it over the right side. Pass block, shot up off the glass over Thomas is good by Jacobs. Thomas brings it back over the timeline to Ambrosia. Back up to Thomas to Trey Treasure. The blocks back to Ambrosia, whose shot for three is this time no good. Up ahead to Herman. Herman's going to take it the distance. Ambrosia had good position in front of him, but he went up and was up in the air, and so he drew the foul. Herman to the line, and he'll shoot two. 3 minutes left in the half. Tigers lead this one 40-19. Herman's shot, his first shot, is up and good. Treasure and Thomas check out. Kylie Watson and Songer come in. Herman's second shot is on its way, and it is no good. Ryan Fertig with the rebound. Fertig comes up across the timeline. Thinks about shooting from the free throw line. Sends it back to Kylie Watson over to Hazen, right wing. Hazen dribbles the top of the key to Fertig. Fertig thought about driving along the lane. Sends it over to Ambrosia, left side. Songer up top. Around the horn to the right side to Hazen. Hazen puts it on the floor to Ambrosia. One to shoot for three, but dribbles it in. Little scoop shot. Oh, man. It looked like it was going to bounce right to him, but there's enough rotation on the ball where it kind of went up and over the rim. I can't believe that went in, but they got the basket and drew the foul. So Ambrosia will go to the line. Trey Treasure checking in for Songer. Thomas in for Hazen. Three team fouls apiece. Tigers lead at 42-20. Ambrosia has one left. Shots up and good. Brundage has it for Green City, guarded by Fertig. Brundage comes across the timeline, goes back to the left corner. They send it back out up top to JT Thomas, to Clausen up top, to Thomas. Around the horn to Brundage. Brundage sends it in to Jacobs, guarded by Kylie Watson. Powerful shot, but it didn't go in. Tigers send it up to Fertig. Fertig, shot is up and no good, but he draws the foul. Foul is going to be on number 23, JT Thomas. So Fertig will go to the line to shoot two. That's his second foul on Thomas. Shot's up and good. Tigers just a pretty good free throw shooting team. I say that and I'll probably jinx him. Yep, I did. Except, Kylie Watson comes up with it. Shot's no good, but Ambrosia comes up with it. Sends it back out to Kylie Watson up top, so Tigers retain possession of it. They send it in to Trey Treasure. Oh, on the left side. He gets it just as Kylie Watson is streaking along the right side. Cross the lane pass is good. Pass in is no good, and Ambrosia comes up with it, and he's going to take it all the way. Ambrosia is going to be a good one, too. Green City has it. Brundage brings it up across the timeline. 1:29 left in the half. Brundage has it on the right side. Thinks about sending it up ahead to King, but the pass is a little too strong. Goes out of bounds, so the ball will come back to the Tigers. Got some wholesale substitutions by the Tigers. Scudder's in the game. Scudder hands it off to Dylan Redding. Redding is going to bring it up across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. To Hayden Coyne, the left side. To Reeves, left corner. Back out to Redding. Redding to Hayden Coyne. Reverse layup is no good. Scudder, though, with the rebound. His shot is. Green City loses the handle on the ball. Goes out of bounds, and so the ball will come back to Brashear. McKim's going to inbound it to a waiting Redding. As soon as he gets the ball, that is. 53 seconds left in the half. Ref's kind of getting things organized. McKim in now to Redding. Redding brings it up across the timeline to Reeves. Pass is knocked away, but it ends up in the hands of Green City, looks like. Brundage has it. Strikes, streaks along the left-hand side of the lane. Shot is no good. Jay Scudder comes up with it. Scudder's got some real height there. Coyne has it. He's going to send it over to Redding, left side. Redding tries to get it into Reeves. It's poked out of bounds or poked back in the hands of Brundage, and Brundage takes it all the way. And his shot rolls around, but ends up going in. They want to get it into Reeves, but it's always intercepted before it gets there. They're kind of telegraphing that pass. McKim has it up top to Hayden Coyne on the left side. Back to McKim. Back to Coyne. Sends it to Scudder. Scudder's shot is no good. Time expires. And it's halftime. Tigers lead it 50-22. So we're at halftime. Clock's been reset to 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few. So stay with us for the second half of tonight's action between the Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers. All right, it's going to be Tigers ball. Matt Thomas is going to inbound it. To awaiting Hazen, has a little trouble getting it in. Hazen comes across the timeline. Guarded by Brundage, picks up the ball. To Fertig. Fertig wants to send it in, but puts it on the floor. Bounce pass over to Kylie Watson up the top of the key. Thomas, left baseline, shot up off the glass, is good. Kind of streaked over there to the left side. Got the nice pass. Brundage comes across the line for Green City. Changes direction, nearly loses the handle on it. Over to Herman. Herman to Brundage, left side. Brundage guarded by Fertig. Ball pops up. Somehow Fertig gets it before it goes out of bounds. Fertig's going to head back the other direction. Over the right wing. Back out up top to Kylie Watson. To Trey Treasure. Power move to the basket is up and good. Clawson inbounds it to Brundage, who wasn't really quite waiting for it. It knocked his head off. Brundage comes across the timeline. Over to Clawson, left wing. Clawson dribbles in, sends it back up. Top of the key, shot is up and good by Herman. 54-25. Into Treasure. Treasure's going to take it up and in. Another one of those power moves to the basket. Brundage has it, guarded by Fertig. Brings it across the timeline on the far side. Dribbles in the free throw line. Over to Herman, left side. Shot, this one's no good. Thomas comes up with it, sends it up ahead to Fertig. Fertig drives along the baseline. Shot's no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Shot's no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back and it's good. Took him three times, but he got it. Brundage has it for Green City. Comes across the timeline. Wants to shoot for three. Sends it over to the left, right side to Herman. Herman drives it in. Nice looking jumper is up and good. Hazen comes back. Nearly walks with it, but gets it to Fertig. Burdick to Thomas. Thomas has it up top. Spin move in the lane. Left-handed shot. Gets the Brashear roll and goes in. Tigers have this one well in control. Brundage comes across the line, dribbles behind his back, sends it up to Jacobs. Shot up off the glass is good. I'm sure they'd like to do a whole lot more of that. Thomas comes across the timeline on the far side. Dribbles it in, pulls up at the elbow. Shot, jumper is good. Clausen having a little trouble getting it in. Finally gets it to Brundage, guarded by Furtick. Furtick comes with him stride for stride over across. He pulls up at the free throw line. Shot is no good. Hazen in good position to draw the over-the-back foul on the rebound. Foul is going to be on number 14, Herman. That's his second. Green City falls back. Hazen has it with the Tigers, and he brings it back the other way. Kind of trotting up towards the timeline, comes across. Picks up the dribble, sends it to Furtick. Furtick on the left side, thought about driving the baseline. Shot's no good. Owens, though, shot is no good with the rebound. Leslie, new player, to Brundage, left side. Shot's no good. It's poked out of bounds off of by Green City, so it'll come back to Kylie Watson. We'll inbound it for the Tigers. Hazen comes up across the timeline. Kylie Watson, left side. Watson back to Owen up top. His shot for three is no good. Hazen with the rebound. Hazen to Trey Treasure. Nice looking fake, and it gets it in to Kylie Watson in the paint. Watson's able to convert. Brundage comes across the timeline. Sends it over to the left side. Gets it in the paint to Jacobs, guided by Carly Watson, and it's partially blocked by Watson. They send it up ahead to Trey Treasure for the easy layup. 66-29 now, Tigers with the advantage. Leslie brings it across the timeline, hands it to Brundage. Brundage gets it up to Jacobs. Jacobs shot up off the glass is good. Owens was just a little bit out of position on that one to be able to block it. Hazen comes across the timeline. In the paint to Kylie Watson. Shots no good. Furtick, though, with the rebound and the putback. Brundage comes across the timeline. Across the lane pass to Jacobs. Good. Hazen comes across the timeline for the Tigers. Bounce pass over to Furtick, right wing. Furtick drives it to the right block. Shot up off the glass is good. 70-33 with 3 minutes left in the third. Brundage has it. He wants to take it all the way, but the ball is poked out of bounds by Furtick. Wholesale substitutions now. Ambrosia, Scudder, Songer, Matt Thomas, and who's the other one that's in? Cody Snelling in for the Tigers. Everybody else out. Green City's Brundage wants to inbound it. They get it to 33. King in the right corner. King drives it in. And I think they're going to call a foul on Scudder, a reaching foul. Yep. That's only the Tigers' first foul of the half. Herman has it. Herman, the pass comes in the right side of the lane to King. And there's going to be another foul. And it's going to be another foul on Jay Scudder. So he gets two in a hurry. 2:55 left in the third. Tigers running away with this one, 70-33. Green City has it. Brundage on the left corner gets it in to King. King shoots up over Scudder. Shot's good. Thomas comes back the other way for the Tigers. Not sure who he was passing to, but it went right in the hands of Green City. Leslie has it, drives in the lane. It's partially blocked by Songer, but in and out of the hands of Scudder. Goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with Green City. Evans will inbound it for Green City. Having a little trouble figuring out where to go with it. Finally gets it in to King. King's shot is up and no good. Songer with the rebound. Ambrosia has it. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline. He's going to drive it in the lane. Shot is in and out. Scudder with the rebound. Shot's good. Inbound pass. Ambrosia gets his hand on it, but he stepped on the line. So it'll stay with Green City. Evans is going to inbound it for Green City. Brundage comes up the timeline, guarded by Thomas. Dribbles towards the right side. Changes directions, drives it into the lane. A little running shot up off the glass is good. Thomas will bring it back the other way for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline, sends it to Snelling. Snelling is going to run the right baseline. Shot up off the glass is good. 74-37 now. 1:42 left in the third. Brundage sends it over to Evans on the right side. Shot for three. No, they're going to say he's just inside the arc. It's good. Thomas comes across the timeline. Shoots from the elbow. Shot is no good. Scudder with the rebound. The putback is good. I think that may be Scudder's 6 or 8 points. Brundage has it up at the top of the key. Sends it over the right side. In the King. King shot up off the glass is good. 76-41. Thomas has it to Ambrosia on the left side. Ambrosia drives the baseline. Good. They can't seem to do much with those baseline drives. No-look pass into 33 King. His shot is good. Thomas has it. Brings it back for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline. Sends it to Ambrosia. He's going to drive that baseline again. Same result. Leslie has it. Tries to get it in. Ends up in the hands of Ambrosia. And they call a foul. Foul is going to be on 24, Michael Leslie. Just the second team foul this half. The first on Leslie. Inbounds pass comes to Thomas. Thomas back to Ambrosia. He'll shoot again, this time for three. No good. Thomas with the rebound. The left-handed layup is good. Leslie brings it across. Sends it over to Harrell. Harrell drives it in the lane. Cross-court pass over to number four. Reverse layup is no good. They're going to call a foul. It's either going to be on Thomas or Scudder. Oh, it was neither one of them. It was on Songer, they're saying. In any event, Green City will go to the line. And Evans' first shot is good. Second shot is no good. Scudder with the rebound, and time expires in the third period. At the end of three, Tigers lead at 82-44. It's going to be Green City's ball at the beginning of the fourth period. Ball comes into Brundage, guarded by Furtig. Brundage dribbles behind his back. And he's determined to shoot three, but right in the hands of Furtig. Furtig is going to take it all the way. Shot is up and good. Looked like the coach said, you're going to shoot three no matter what. And he did, but right in the hands of Furtig. Brundage has it. To Claussen up top, around the horn, into Jacobs. Jacobs' reverse layup is up and good. No, I took that back. Yeah, that was Jacobs. Hazen has it. To Furtig, to Kylie Watson, to Trey Treasure, and he was looking to shoot before he got a good hold of the ball, and it went out of bounds. Claussen will inbound it, sends it up ahead to Jacobs, back to Claussen, back to Brundage. Brundage brings it across the timeline on the near side. Pass to 24, Leslie. Leslie had it guarded by Hazen to Brundage, left side. Brundage squares up for three. Shot is good. Trey Treasure brings it across the timeline. Pass to Furtick. Furtick can't quite hold on to it, but regathers it back to Hazen. Hazen dribbles the left elbow, passes it back to Treasure. Treasure sends it in to Kylie Watson. Watson brings it out to Trey Treasure. Cross-court pass to Matt McKinn. His shot's up, and it's an air ball. Somehow, Hazen jumps up and gets it just before it goes out of bounds and then bounces it off of Green City player, so it stays with the Tigers. Good heads-up play by Hazen. Got wholesale substitutions by the Tigers now. Owens is going to inbound it for the Tigers. To McKim, his shot is up and good. 86-49 now, Tigers with the advantage, 6 minutes left. Won't be any clock stoppage now. Green City shot up off the glass is no good. Brundage gets it, and he gathers, and his shot is no good. And this time, Hayden Coyne gets it and loses a handle on it, and it'll come back to Green City. Got a bunch of substitutions now by Green City. Herman will inbound it to Anthony Harrell, getting his first action. Back to Herman. Herman has it on the far side. To number 30, Holt. Holt drives along the left side of the lane, but he travels with it in the process, so it'll come back to Tigers. Reeves is going to inbound it for the Tigers. To awaiting Dylan Redding. Pass to Hayden Coyne is intercepted by Green City by Holt. And Holt will go to the line. His layup was no good, but he was fouled real hard by Hayden Coyne. First shot is no good. Second shot's no good. Owen with the rebound. And it's poked out of bounds by Green City. Inbound pass comes to Dylan Redding, but he can't hold on to it. Ends up in the hands of Green City. Jacobs has it. Shot's no good. Strike that. Number 33, Garrett King, has it. Shot's no good, but he's blocked. So he'll go to the line. No, he won't go to the line. They're going to say it was on the floor. Inbound pass. Goes all the way over the line, but is regathered by Holt. Holt brings it across the timeline. Holt to Harrell. Harrell sends it along to King, but King walks with it, so it'll come back to the Tigers. Lots of new faces here, and I can't quite keep track of all of them. Dylan Redding has it to Cody Hayden, up ahead to Owens. Owens back to Dylan Redding, and Redding walked with it. 86-49, 3 minutes left in this fourth period of play. Harrell inbounds it, gets it right back, comes across the timeline, sends it over to Holt. Holt's scoop shot's no good, goes out of bounds, and not sure who touched it last. Songer and Snelling coming in. Owens and McKim coming out. Inbound ends up with Green City. Green City's inbound pass is good for 2 points. Pass and an immediate shot, I should say. Snelling has it for the Tigers. Dylan Redding up top the key to Reeves. Over to Snelling. Snelling wanted to drive the baseline, but I think he dribbled it off his foot. But they're going to say Green City touched it last, so Reeves will inbound it for the Tigers. To Snelling. Snelling at the left side of the lane. No, that was Songer. Songer at the left side of the lane gets the inbound pass and converts. Harrell brings it across the timeline and hands it off to Herman. Herman up ahead to King. King to Herman. Shot's no good. King gets it. And the bucket and the foul. Foul is going to be on number 45 of the Tigers, which is Zach Reeves. That's his first 16 fouls on the Tigers now. 88-53. The continuous clock is moving. Garrett King at the line. Shot's no good. Somehow, new guy, Cody Johnson, ends up with the rebound. Able to put it up and get the bucket and the foul. Clock still running, 1:17 left in the game. Second shot is no good. Green City with the ball. Feed it in to King in the lane. His shot in a lot of traffic is no good. Scudder had his hand on it and last touched it as it went out of bounds. 56 seconds left. It's going to be Green City's ball. Harrell has it. Harrell sends it in to King. King drives it in the lane. Shot no good. Johnson gets it. Shot no good. Somehow in all that, it goes out of bounds now, and they're going to say it is Bashir ball. Zach Reeves will inbound it. Cody Snelling. Snelling brings it across the timeline. Tries to pass it up to Dylan Redding, and it's kicked out of bounds by Matt Tejans. Pass by Hayden Coyne is errant, ends up in the hands of Green City. Before they could do anything with it, Cody Snelling has it, and it's off to the races with 9 seconds left. Gets the easy basket, and Tigers now with 90 points. 2 seconds, 1 second. Time is expires, but not before they get a shot off. That's good. So that's the ball game. Tigers win it, 90-58. And in girls' action, Tigers also come out on top, 53-33. So this is John Slavin. Thanks for joining us for Tiger basketball action. Tigers, both teams end up with a good win. And we'll be back for the next home game, broadcasting here at the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri. That's it. Take care. We'll see you next time.